Blog Talk Radio.
Tonight's show, we got three questions that we want to put out for the call and ask for your consideration. We want you to be involved. Your participation is absolutely necessary. And the first question is, are black people at war in America? Are black people at war in America? Next question is, what does it mean to be African or black? What does it mean to be African or black? And the third question is, with $3 million flowing through our fingers each year, why are we still playing catch-up and never catching up? One more time, with $1.3 trillion flowing through our fingers each year, why are we still playing catch-up and never catching up? We'll be right back. Greetings, family. Welcome to the Us Lifting Us Thursday night call. And we're here every Thursday at 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. And we are asking you, our call, the focus is Dare to Win. Dare to Win. I am Brother Thurman. I'm a board member of Us Lifting Us, and also on the call is a fellow board member and founding member, Baba Kimbizi. Brother Kimbizi, welcome.
Well, thank you, Brother Thurman. It's good to be here. Good to hear your voice. Looking forward to our conversation tonight.
Beautiful, beautiful. And family members listening around the world, we want you to join the conversation. And if you don't, to speak live on the air, you need to call 919-477-2789, 929-477-2789, and press 1 when you're ready to speak with a question or comment. And if you're on the telephone line and you have not, if you're a new listener, new to Us Lifting Us, we urge you to definitely go to our webpage, which is usliftingus.com, usliftingus.com. And in the event that you have some questions later after the call, you just don't call in, you can also reach Us Lifting Us by telephone, and the telephone number is 404-592-2780, 404-592-2780. 512-592-2780. And so tonight we're going to explore the questions that I previously asked, and we just want to remind you to please participate and make sure that you pass on to all of your family and friends about Us Lifting Us. We're here every Thursday night, and we're going to go ahead and delve into our questions, and later in the program we will get into some other aspects of Us Lifting Us and Us Lifting Us businesses. Brother Kimbizi, anything you'd like to say as we get started with these questions?
Yeah, I just want to jump right in. As you said, you know, we're exploring the war that's being waged against black people. And we're asking ourselves the question, how do we as African black people protect ourselves in a very hostile environment? And more importantly, how do we go from defense to offense? And so that's the conversation that we want to have tonight, because we think that with everything that's going on, those are the critical questions that will help us to, again, to protect ourselves, and more importantly, to launch a campaign that will not only allow us to survive, but open up the possibilities for us to thrive and to flourish. So, if you're ready, Brother Thurman, we can jump right into the information.
Okay, and we will. And family members, don't forget, as we going through with the call and the information, you're welcome. And to call in, the number is 929-477-2789, and press 1 when you're ready to speak. And we're just going to explore this subject for a minute and just open it up, and then we welcome you to participate. So tonight we're going to explore the war being waged against black and brown people, and how do we as African black people protect ourselves, as you already said. And so the first question was, are black people at war in America? And Brother Kimbizi, on that question, do you think that most of our people feel that there is a war in America against us?
I think we do. And I think we've always known it. It's certainly been more obvious at different points in our history. And we find ourselves in a moment where it's coming back with full force. And so whether we may not talk about it or not, we're definitely aware of the fact that we are in a war. And war is defined as a state of armed conflict between different nations or states or different groups within a nation or state. And we know that there are armed groups in America. There are organized militia that are actively training in different parts of the country. And the police in several large cities like Chicago, New York, and Los Angeles have a documented history of naked aggression against peoples of color that has resulted in the murder of unarmed black people across the country. So as black people, we can't ignore the use of deadly force against us as it is regularly done. And so, I think to answer the question right off the beginning, Brother Thurman, is to say, yeah, we're aware of the fact that we're in a war. I think what we want to explore even deeper, though, than the physical war that's being waged, we want to take a look tonight at the cultural warfare that is being waged against black people. It's being waged in broad daylight, across the TV and radio waves, on the internet, in the movie theaters, and every place where culture touches our lives. What is cultural warfare? At least as it is being used in popular culture today. And I would say, let's not be fooled by the glib and false labels such as, oh, well, it's this struggle between conservatives versus liberal, or the orthodox versus progressive. The cultural warfare that we are focusing on tonight is the struggle between two competing groups of people, their value systems, and their worldviews. We are talking about the global struggle between the forces of white domination against African melanated people who make up 9/10 of the planet's population. And I find Dr. Francis Cress Welsing's definition of racism, white supremacy, very helpful. She shares this information in her internationally recognized book, The ISIS Papers. And she says that racism is a global system of domination and control by people who classify themselves as white over people they classify as non-white. And for me, here's the most important part of her definition: for the purpose of genetic survival. Until I heard Dr. Welsing put that definition together like that, I couldn't quite understand the behavior of Europeans and their descendants. But in the light of that definition, because she goes on to say, European-descended white people understand that their white-complected skin results from a lack of melanin, the skin pigment that causes skin to have color. They also came to the painful discovery that the lack of melanin is a genetic recessive DNA trait. Whenever people who lack melanin have sexual intercourse with people who possess melanin, the offspring of these relations come out colored. So if white people who comprise only 1/10 of the planet's population wish to remain as a distinct white group, they have to control the sexual behavior of everyone on the planet that might interact with them. In this equation, black men are the absolutely most dangerous force to white survival from a genetic standpoint, and therefore must be killed or locked down forever. So, to control the social behavior of the entire planet, white people had to devise an economic model that could funnel the lion's share of the Earth's resources into the hands of a tiny white male minority, the 1%, and their families. That controlling global economic system goes by the name of capitalism. What holds this oppressive and exploitative economic system in place is a white value system that is at the root of the so-called cultural wars raging across the globe. Opposed to white domination and racism and capitalism is African people on the continent of Africa and everywhere we reside throughout the diaspora, who at the core of our being are the embodiment of a life-affirming value system and culture that is thousands of years old and that existed long before white people emerged from the caves of Europe. Let me just share very quickly the values of this ancient system, that this system that developed in ancient Kemet, and then take some questions. These people came forward with a value system that was based on 7 principles. The first, truth, justice, righteousness, order, balance, harmony, and reciprocity. The European system of values is just the opposite of that. Where Africans were pushing for truth, Europeans are very easy to lie. Where Africans were pushing for justice, Europeans were putting together systems and institutions that breed injustice. Where Africans were practicing righteousness, Europeans came forward with the most barbaric social behavior on the planet. Where Africans were practicing order and following the cosmic order in the universe, Europeans were creating systems of chaos. Where Africans were practicing balance, Europeans were creating imbalance. Where African people were practicing harmony, Europeans were masters of disharmony. And where African people were practicing reciprocity, giving back, Europeans were hoarding, they were selfish, and they were greedy. So the cultural warfare that is being waged all around us in all kinds of expressions is this struggle between which set of values will dominate the planet. We in Uplifting Us are striving to reintroduce this African value system back onto the planet, and this kind of system requires a cooperative economic model. Hence, Uplifting Us coming forward with a global family-centered cooperative economic LLC to allow our people to begin to practice a system that reinforces the values that we just talked about. We have come to understand that only cooperative economic system can break the death grip of capitalism on the planet and usher in a new era of power, dignity, and sovereignty for black people and all the people on our planet. Let me pause there, Brother Thurman, to get your comments and see if we have questions or just how the conversation will go from here. Brother Thurman, we there?
Yes, we are. I'm sorry. I pressed the wrong button. So, family members, just want to remind you to please press 1 so that you can be a part of this conversation and the question centered around are black people at war in America. So please just press 1 to participate in this conversation. And I certainly agree that a war is being waged in some horrible ways, and I find it amazing that it's being done, and there's it's being done in horrible ways. But yet, I see that because of the can you hear me?
Oh yeah, I hear you loud and clear.
Oh, good, good. I seem to look like I had got lost. I hope they everybody else can too. We've got a caller that the telephone number is 7204. Please welcome to the call and give us your comments, questions, what your thoughts are. Are you there, caller?
Can you hear me now?
Yes, I can. Yes, I can. Go right ahead.
Okay, I forgot to take the mute button off. I'm sorry. How y'all doing this evening?
Doing good, and we want to go ahead and deal with this question about is there a war going on?
Oh yeah, it's definitely a war, and I also want to say I love this conversation is awesome, and I wish we could have a 2-hour, try to make this stuff a 2-hour thing. But anyway, we're definitely in war, and I don't think a lot of us know that we're in war. I mean, they really don't know how deep it is, and I think that's the problem. That's the biggest problem out here, that people really don't see it because, see, it's done so many different ways. And unless it happens to you, then they understand. But other than that, a lot of people still are clueless, okay? And that's all I want to say. Thank you.
Well, thank you so much for call and calling in and supporting us, lifting us. And that also, I can certainly see some validity in what you said about a lot of people not realizing, because it's just like there's a poster been around for a while that shows a playground. And it says that a lot of the people from day to day in their mind and in their thoughts and what they're engaging in, they are at the playground and war is being waged and they're not actively paying attention to it, because if there was more awareness of this war, we would have more urgency to unify and pool our resources in various ways, including economically, as us listening, us is advocating. Brother Kimbizi, we've got another call. That you want to comment, or should I go to the call next?
Let's go ahead and take the next caller and find out their name and where they're from.
Yes.
Yes.
You at 7004. Please give us your name and tell us where you're calling from.
Yeah, my name is Jesse. I'm calling from Atlanta, Georgia.
Welcome. Welcome to the call. Yes.
Thank you. Yes, of course, there's a war, but the focus really is on the tactics of our campaign right now. And in that we know that there are melanated people who are sitting in and totally asleep, functioning just like the Matrix is Home Sweet Home. And breaking through with the information and possibility, using entertainment, using gatherings, and in those gatherings, placing like soldiers with like soldiers. And when I say soldiers, I'm speaking primarily of industry, but I'm not leaving out any aspect of soldiering, to fortify our future, not to take an affront to anything, but to give us a stronger stability, because their main tactic is deception and creating conformity and complacency. So we have to generate electricity to be able to give our people electricity while we're influencing them to find their gift. And there's no function in this European matrix to allow our people to flourish into their absolute gift, which is something we need to address as people for our culture. And I'll take a comment.
All right, Brother Tembisi, you'd like to comment on?
I thank Brother Jesse in Atlanta for the comment. It's certainly right on point. And the deception and the sleepwalking is not accidental. It's all part and parcel of how the Matrix works, as I'm sure Brother Jesse is fully aware. So our challenge is to be very clear on building the alternative institutions that will sustain our livelihood. In other words, as long as we are totally dependent upon our adversaries for food, clothing, and shelter and our survival, it puts us at a tremendous disadvantage.
Big brother.
I'm sorry?
I hate to intrude or to break up your flow, but what is the plan for showing what the outcome is that we are seeking in making communication with our people? I ask that question because I'm tired of saying we need to unify. We are unified. We just haven't given any instructions to utilize. That's what I believe our leadership, like people who make these conversations, need most to focus on, and how to bring it into our immediate neighborhood, not take it to the Hyatt Hilton where, you know, it's all bourgeoisie. Find places where our people are comfortable to receive information and be themselves. And that takes nurture. We have to nurture our people out of sleep. We can't just feel like there's not an absolute thing we have to put in place to do so that we can reach two people to get them to start considering. So what is the outcome of our result look like, and how do we present that?
All right,
That's a great question. Let me give the listeners an address, especially those that are in Metro Atlanta. It's 2036 Sylvan Road, Atlanta, Georgia. 2036 Sylvan Road, Atlanta, Georgia, 30310. That is the address to Cafe Ulu. It is the first business enterprise that Us Lifting Us has opened. It's an internet lounge and coffee house in the Sylvan Hills neighborhood. To speak directly to your question, Jesse.
Definitely. Yes, sir.
If you haven't been there, invite you to stop in. It's a living, breathing, concrete example of what black people working together, pooling their resources, and owning collectively a business enterprise looks like. As soon as you step in the door, you feel the vibe. The products are coming there from African countries. Coffee beans picked and grown by African farmers from Cameroon, from Kenya, from Ethiopia.
Beloved.
Go ahead, brother.
On Tuesday, we're going to be having what we call the live radio show at Cafe Ulu. And Sister Akina has invited another brother. We've been working to formulate the first line of communication with our people. Your leadership, you're part of the cadre as far as I can feel. And my appreciation for Ulu and the cooperative business move that you brothers and sisters have made is unlimited. Yet, this is the beginning of a place to begin to bring people. After we get 200 people coming consistently to Ulu Cafe, involved with projects that have come out of them, because the format that we'll be presenting on Tuesday, as rough as it is right now, is to give a vibe of fun, music, and the opportunity to participate in some format of business or talk about the very things we're talking about on this line, and to celebrate people like the founders of Ulu, so that, and most importantly, going into the immediate neighborhoods of Ulu Cafe with something in our hands that invites people in to see what we're doing. And it's what we're doing is for free. And I know we have to make commercial presence, yet I feel our biggest investment right now lies inside of our own neighborhoods. We have to let our people know we care about them. And if we're only doing this for economic reasons, it's not really worth doing, to be honest with you. Our people have more money than they know what to do with. We just need to help them know how to be rich with what they have. That's missing for us. Yet, I believe in money. We should have billions of dollars, if that's what we're going to call them. But I hope you feel where I'm coming from when I say that.
Oh, yes. Brother Jesse, we've got to continue with some other callers. And we appreciate all that you're talking about. And make sure that you and Sister Akina, you know, as quickly as you can, any, flyers that's dealing or anything that can be put on social media, that we can share it, and because it's important to do a lot of the things that you're talking about, and we certainly welcome it. And we thank you for being on the call, and we thank you for supporting us, lifting us. And we've got to take a break, and Brother Mbiza, you want to say anything before we take this break?
I just want to ask Brother Jesse to give us the time of that event one more time.
My apologies. The event will be every other Tuesday, and I believe the starting time is 7 o'clock, and it goes until 9. You can come out sing. You can bring drums out. You can come out do spoken word. Yet, we'll have a mic there for the audience, and there will be people there ready to receive you to get involved with whatever program someone might want to come out and say they have available, or we create. We are there for the purpose of creating. It's not just to have fun. It's to inspire and immediately put into effect the inspiration that comes out of what we're doing. Hello?
Good. Yes. We got it.
Brother, we own it. It's, you know, this to me is kind of academic, but I do love it. But please carry on and let everyone participate.
Yes, bro. And so make sure that when you can, you give us some information that we can post on Cafe Ulu's Facebook page, as well as Us Lifting Us Facebook page.
Yeah, I've been in close communication with Sister Akina, and this is only the second time we're project. So you know we're ironing out things, discussing things back and forth. She has things she's told me that are necessary for the proper carrying out of anything we come up with. So we're in the spirit of it, man. I can't do anything but be thankful to be a part of it. Yeah, I love this war. I love the fact that we win.
Yes, yes. All right, Brother Jesse, look forward to communicating with you much, much more,
yes,
at Cafe Ulu, and also on the Thursday night call and everything that's involved with us lifting us.
Yes,
we're going to take a break, and we'll be right back.
I was just a little girl, skinny legs and press and curls. My mother always thought I'd be a star. The day before the record deal, streets that nurtured Lauryn Hill, made sure that I never go too far. Every ghetto, every city, and suburban place I've been, make me recall my days in the New Jerusalem. Story starts in Hooterville. Grew up next to Ivy Hill when kids were stealing quarter meals for fun. Killed a guy in Carter Park. Rode a mongoose till it's dark. Watching kids show off the stolen ones. Every ghetto, every city, and suburban place I've been, made me recall my days in the New Jerusalem. You know it's hot, don't forget what you got. Looking back.
Callers, we thank you so much for staying on the air with us, on the call with us, and we're going to continue forward. And we've got some other areas that we must cover tonight, and including our 10-point appeal and plan, the Us Lifting Us 10-point appeal and plan. And we want to focus tonight, you know, for a few minutes on point number 3. Brother Kim Beasy, and I am Us Lifting Us member, Brother Thurman, and also on the call with me is Brother Kim Beasy. And we were talking about the war against black folks. And if, Brother Kim Beasy, you feel that we need to continue on that conversation, or do you want to move on to the point number 3 of the 10-point appeal and plan?
We can move to point 3, Brother Thurman.
Okay, and just to go over it, family members, as I've said, if you have not been to the Us Lifting Us webpage, the web address is usliftingus.com, usliftingus.com, and when you, in most cases, when you open, when the webpage opens up, you will be looking at the Ulu 10-point appeal and plan, and it's also set up where you can copy it as a PDF, and we urge you to copy it, to send it out to all of the sisters and brothers in your family and your network, because it's very essential to, and it helps to bring a lot of clarity to what Us Lifting Us has as a focus of their plan, and it's very necessary. And so won't get into all 10 points, but it does say in the heading, the Ulu 10-point appeal and plan for the new black economy, and it says the current events and the general unrest of the times call for radical change, and the following points provide practical and necessary steps for a new and positive existence for us today and for future generations. And point number 3 is, this cooperatively owned business enterprise is reflective of our unique culture and interest in the world. Brother Kim Beasy, would you like to go ahead and carry that conversation about point number 3?
Thank you, Brother Thurman. When we say is reflective of our unique culture and interest in the world, it took me a while and to come to understand, and Us Lifting Us was very helpful for me when we first started as a study group meeting around a table in Southwest Atlanta on a weekly basis, talking about how do we gain control of the economic destiny of our people. And what became very clear out of those conversations is that the way it lines up is, first, there is a value system and culture, then there is an economy, and then there is the politics. So for every economic system that we see, it really is the embodiment of the value system that the people hold in their heart. In other words, based on how a people see the world, that worldview, that philosophical system, that vision of how they want to live on the planet, share the resources of the planet, interact with one another, that understanding takes shape in an economic system. The business of how they provide goods and services to each other, how they manufacture things, how they take care of the basics of life, the food, clothing, and shelter, how all of that gets done. Well, that's the work that the economy does, but it's the second step. The first step is the value system and the cultural identity and the cultural sensibility. And so, in other words, as African-descended people, we come from a certain culture, a particular culture. We have a certain way of seeing the world and seeing each other and a certain idea of how we want to live together among ourselves and with other groups of people. And so once we're clear on that set of values and that philosophical system, we then go forward to create an economic system that allows us to do business with each other and to do business with other communities. And so that is why it is imperative that if we are to survive and thrive as a people, we have to operate from our culture and our value system. And we talked about that a little earlier on the program tonight. Those African values are, again, to state them, are truth and justice and righteousness and order and balance and harmony and reciprocity. Many will recognize those as the 7 points of the system that we call Ma'at, M-A-A-T. But that's a value system. It shapes how we behave, how we conduct ourselves. And in order for them to be concrete, Jesse made the point earlier when he called in to say, you know, how do we make this conversation real for our people, which was an excellent question, because what it really says is, how do we move from theory to practice? How do we move from an idea to something concrete? And so that's what the economic system does for us. But the system that we utilize, it must reflect the values of our people. And that's why we invite people to come inside of Cafe Ulu, because as soon as you step in the door, there's a different vibe, there's a different feeling, there's a different way of interacting with each other. It's based on respect and love and a deep appreciation for the years of struggle it has taken to bring our people to this point. And so that's what point three is talking about in the Ulu 10-point appeal and plan, that this business that we are operating called Us Lifting Us is a cooperative, family-centered business enterprise that is collectively owned by the community. That's the most important point that people have to understand about Us Lifting Us. This is not a privately owned business. This is a community owned business. And Jesse and anyone that is that wants to become a part of Us Lifting Us, the door is open for you to participate. We can grow Us Lifting Us as large as the number of Africans on the planet. If there's 2 billion of us on the planet, then 2 billion of us can jump inside of Us Lifting Us, and that level of commerce has to generate a multi-trillion dollar economy. Let me pause there, Brother Thurman, and see if there's some comments you want to make, some questions you want to raise to clarify, or there may be some callers on the line.
Right now, we do have quite a few people on the line that's on the call tonight, which is wonderful. And I just want to remind the listening audience that if you are listening by internet radio, to dial in at 929-477-2789, 929-477-2789, and press 1, and we can put you on the air. Yes, you brought out some good, very good clarity on that point number 3, and it's very necessary. And as you mentioned, culture and tying in Maya, that's for us to maximize on our culture and interest in the world. We need to be more aware, and so the work that we're doing is helping to lead the way from a cultural perspective, and with Us Lifting Us, our major focus is on building the economic power so that we can take control of the economics of our community and get back to our rightful place in this world. Go ahead, brother.
Brother Thurman, I was going to say, there's an expression that says, don't curse the dark, strike a match.
Yes.
And I think that applies very well to Us Lifting Us. We recognize that we're in a war environment. We recognize that hostility is raging all around us. But rather than be overcome by that, our response is to strike a match and shed light, be light. And for us, that light is, for example, As members in a cooperative enterprise such as Us Lifting Us is, that means that everybody in the co-op has a voice in how the co-op is run. Whether you own one co-op unit or 100 co-op units, everybody has one vote. And so when we hold our annual meetings and we are making decisions on what next business to open or where to open the next Cafe Ulu, how much of the profits should be distributed, all of those very important questions answered by the membership of the co-op. These are not decisions that are made by private owners at the top of this business enterprise and nobody else has any voice in what's going on. The people who work at Cafe Ulu, for example, have a voice in the decision making and how the business is run. Most of us that have worked on jobs in cities and states across this country will attest that most of the time the people who do the work are not asked for their opinion about how the business should be run. When it comes to even in terms of how much money we should be paid, we don't necessarily have a voice in that. And so we've grown up in a system that is antithetical to our very existence. Cafe Ulu represents a lighted match in that we have created an institution that affirms our right to exist on the planet and says that our voice matters and that our opinions are important and it's necessary for all of us pulling together to be successful in the work that we're doing. I hope that adds a little more clarity to this idea of our unique culture and interest in the world.
Yes, it does, absolutely. Thank you so much for that. I want to just pause for a few moments to take a break, and then we're going to come back and finish up the conversation. Be right back with you. Family members, welcome back. We want to continue on with the call. And we do want to make sure that we've got a lot that we've already brought to the conversation tonight, and it's a lot more that can be added. And that's why we're here every Thursday, so that we can continue to explore, because we cannot cover all of these conversations that we must have in 1 hour or just on a Thursday. So look forward to getting watch our, to go to the webpage if you have not done so, and make sure that you also take notes of CafeUlu.com, CafeUlu.com, so that you will know about the various activities, events that's going on, and many specials where they're doing things for seniors like they were doing today and giving away food. So make sure that you've got that in your notes, Cafe Ulu. And we want to make sure that you are aware that we are in need. We need each other. And so everybody that's on this call, if you're a member, thank you so much. And we need more and more of your input. We've got to get busier. And those that are first-time listeners, take a good look at Us Lifting Us. Go to the webpage, usliftingus.com, and when you get to the home page, there's three videos on the right-hand side. Make sure you take a look at them. And the top video would be a online presentation that may be about 15 minutes, a slide presentation. But it'll give you opportunity to take notes and formulate your questions. And at the end, you'd be given an opportunity to leave a contact information so that if you got any more questions, that you would be able to call us and with your questions, or either email us at info@usliftingus.com, and the home office phone number, the Ulu phone number, is 404-592-2780, 404-592-2780, and it's Us Lifting Us is our model is the cooperative model, and Brother Kimbizi had stated it a little while ago that there's a significant difference in that versus the capitalistic model, which is cruel and brutal in so many ways. And the cooperative model is just natural for us. That's not it's ancient amongst African people, but it's also been used very widely in this country by our people across this nation, years ago, 40, 50 years ago, and even before, there were powerful movements that were using cooperative-type models. Brother Kimbizi, do you want to add some more points about the Us Lifting Us and the value of becoming a member?
Thank you, Brother Thurman. Basically, what we're saying is that we are trying to take control of the economic destiny of our people. We are creating the machinery for that economic control and empowerment. And the machinery is Us Lifting Us Economic Development Cooperative, LLC. Anyone can become a member of Us Lifting Us, anyone that is of African black descent, that is. All it takes is $50 membership. There's an application online, and if you just go to the website, you'll see Become a Member. You click on that tab and fill out the information. We'll review it, get back with you. You pay a $50 annual membership fee that helps with administrative costs. And that's the beginning step, the first step in becoming a member of Us Lifting Us Economic Development Cooperative, LLC. What we're trying to do is harness the $1.3 trillion that passes through black fingers every year. $1.3 trillion. We do this periodically just to give people a visual of how much money that is. If we were to put into your hands right now $1 million, it's coming up on 10 o'clock, and then at 11 o'clock, we put another $1 million in your lap, and 12 o'clock, another million, and 1 o'clock, another million, and we did that around the clock, $1 million every hour on the hour. We did that for a day. We did it for a week. We did it for a month. We did it for an entire year, $1 million on the hour, every hour. It would take 114 years to come up to $1.3 trillion. That is a lot of money going through black hands. We're saying let's pool a portion of our wealth into an economic enterprise that we control and that we then use to open other businesses that creates jobs, that allows us to support our own schools and health care centers, that allows us to support cultural institutions where we can give expression to our music, our poetry, our dance, all of the arts. We should be able to provide these things for ourselves and not be dependent on outside groups to market us and then to give us a small portion of the value that we create. Us Lifting Us Economic Development Cooperative allows us to do this. And when you become a member, you are part of the movement towards this economic self-determination. So, we invite you to go to the website, uslifting.us.com. Again, uslifting.us.com. That's the website. Click on the various tabs. Go to the slide presentation that Brother Thurman mentioned. Check us out. Get deep into what we're saying. And if it resonates with you, if it makes sense to you, click the button that allows you to get more information. We'll send you an application. Come back to the website. Pay $50 for your administrative fees for the year and get started in your membership in Us Lifting Us. What have I left out, Brother Thurman?
You have covered much of what needs to be said. And so we're going to the website. It's very necessary, family members, that I just thought I almost do. We do have. Let me. We've got a caller on the line, and we've only got a short time. But last four is 3440. Please give us your name and where you're calling from. Can you hear us? address numbers of
this
your
brother,
phone?
I'm sorry, this is Brother Shabaka from Baltimore. Have a beautiful show there. I am so pleased and grateful that the Creator gave me an opportunity to call in and listen. Very powerful subject that you're talking about, the war, yes, but we can win the battles and win the war. Very important. Brother Kimbiza, you asked what else can we do? Well, we have a campaign that is going on. I like to remind the members that they can help and participate in this campaign. We want to try to get 1,000 new members, all right, by March of next year. For those of you who are listening, all right, and who may not be members, please do as the brothers say. Go to the website, listen to the videos, all right? We want to hear from you. Brother Jesse, you're right on time. I'm glad that I was happened to be present to listen to the comments and questions you had. I want you to stick in there, brother. I wish I could be there. In fact, I was there. Wish I could come down and participate on Tuesday. But you got my support, blessing, anything that I can offer in the cosmos to make what you're doing successful. So that's all I want to say, brother. I know you crunched for time, but it's a very good program. I'm glad that I had an opportunity to listen. Take care.
Thank you so much, Brother Shabaka, Uplifting Us member. Proud and remember that serving Ulu very, very well. Brother Kimbiza, in these last minutes, you got any other area you want to touch on? Any other new activities that were not mentioned concerning Cafe Ulu?
Just invite the listeners to come through Cafe Ulu. Make that a regular weekly visit, if not daily. Just stop by, have a cup of coffee, some pastry, a veggie wrap or whatever. Come on through. Spend some time with us. Share your energy. And figure out how it is that we grow this one Cafe Ulu into thousands of Cafe Ulus across the country. To Brother Shabaka's point, we are winning the war. And with your help, we'll win it even faster. So that's all I would add to that, Brother Thurman.
Yes, and I'd like to say, family members, what you just heard him said about thousands of Uplifting Us businesses, and just keep in mind that as a Uplifting Us member, a qualified member, when we have thousands of businesses, you would be a member owner of each one of them with this cooperative Uplifting Us unique cooperative model. So we can talk about that more at another time. So we're here every Thursday at 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. And Brother Kimbiza, give us some good words of wisdom that can help guide our people through tonight, tomorrow, and the days ahead. Brother Kimbiza, still there?
I just want to appreciate you and all the people that called in and all the people who listened in and invite you to come back next Thursday and bring somebody with you. We got to spread the word. We got to re-educate ourselves to our values, to the systems that we have used in the past that have worked for us and that will work for us again. And I'm reminded of what Marcus Garvey said to us as a people: up, you mighty race, accomplish what you will. Africa for the Africans at home and abroad. So thank you, Brother Thurman.
Yes, brother, thank you. I most certainly enjoyed it. Family, we enjoyed to be with you again, and we will be back together again. Keep yourself safe, keep yourself wise, keep yourself healthy.